the geometric growth of the amount of human knowledge at the moment with the digital age, the information age, as it were. Apparently, our knowledge base is growing by, like, 50% every year or something of that nature. So theoretically speaking, the 50% of knowledge that currently exists today could be the 50% of knowledge that's disproven by the next day's worth of knowledge that accrues, you know?
It could be.
So as soon as you learn something, it could become wrong the next day. Kind of like as soon as you buy a computer, it becomes out of date the next day. And we're always discovering new things. And people don't want to move forward and keep discovering and make things clearer and better for themselves or the entire world. They don't have any interest in that. What they have an interest in is keeping themselves with a straight face, making sure that people believe everything that they say because they believe wholeheartedly in a religious term that they are the one person who's correct and everybody else needs to just shut up because their ideas are irrelevant. And this has happened to me a couple of times before, you know, like, oh, you're just talking about this and the other. Well, hold on a second. Are you saying you know everything that there is to know that's important and therefore anything that comes out of my mouth, a person that you're not familiar with in any way, shape, or form, couldn't possibly in any way, shape, or form have any bearing on your current lifestyle or any information that you've ever absorbed thus far in your entire life, right? You know everything? Is that your argument for not listening to me?
People certainly think they do. I mean, it's about maintaining your identity and your ego, which is all about consistency. And I am this, and I am always this, and I don't change, I don't waver. It's a George W. Bushian personality mode, almost. You know, like, we got results. You know, we do it. Oh no, I'm right. You're wrong. There's no faith about it. And I was thinking what you're saying with the knowledge canceling out previous knowledge. I saw that a lot of that recently with this whole Boston bombing affair, where like people were talking to me as it was going on the second day, the third day, and they're like, oh, what is it? Tell me what's going to analyze it. What happened? You know, who did it? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, you got to give me a couple weeks because everything coming out now is going to be false or disproven or changed, the story, you know, official story. This is how it always happens. And, you know, some of that's just because of the nature of stuff. And you think one thing and another thing proves to be true. And then, of course, there's the conspiratorial layer cake on top of it, which, oh boy, there goes my keyboard, where you know, they put out false information on purpose and everything. But yeah, it's because in these cases, 9/11, whatever you want, I mean, how much information comes out after the fact that just goes right on top of the other stuff and contradicts it and makes it obsolete. And yeah, it's like, not only is it hard to follow, it fucks up people's ability to look at something properly, to analyze it properly, and just confuses people, especially the people that don't really, you know, think about the stuff and want the official story, the news watchers. It's TMI. It really is. That's that stupid, you know, phrase from whatever, 8 years ago. When was it popular? I don't know. Too much information, TMI. Yeah, you know it. That teeny bopper phrase. It really is applicable to our modern era. There's really too much information. If you think you got the handle on all the info that's out there, you're insane. I know there's an info war, and we're all fighting in it, but that doesn't mean you have all the info. You know, it's crazy.
Well, yeah. The man who thinks he knows everything obviously knows nothing, and the man who thinks that he knows nothing probably knows enough.
He knows enough at that starting point to get to know more.
Yeah, that's what great philosophers all throughout the years have said. You know, they looked upon as the wisest people and that have ever walked the earth, like frickin' Confucius, Plato, or whatever. And they all pretty much say the same thing. I know only one thing, and that is that I know very little.
Yeah, they know to flow with the currents, the Taoist thing. You know, you can't. What's around the corner might disprove what was back around the previous bend of the river.